Hello, Debbie speaking. I'm good, thanks. How are you going? That's okay. Let me just bring up my. Okay. So we've received an initial response from the insurer. Okay. Their thoughts on this one, that there may not be any protection solely from the public liability, because it looks like some of it may incorporate the professional indemnity protection, which, yeah, professional indemnity. Which is when you give advice, because of the faulty work, like the faulty workmanship or design, component of the claim. What we've done is we have asked them, they've said that that this is their initial thoughts. They will, proceed to, and we've asked them to do this, is to proceed to do some further investigations for us, to see where it lies, so that we can get them to look at appointing an assessor and go through all of the documentation that you have in full. So at this stage, I'm going to send you an email with all of this in there, so I won't, I'll just sort of keep it brief. So at this stage, what we're sort of saying is that you may need to look at this as an uninsured loss at the moment. That's what we're trying to. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Look, that's then that look, we're still this is the initial in view of the claim. I have asked them to delve into it a lot deeper, so that means appointing an assessor that can actually go through things in more depth than what their initial assessment is. I just want to let you know what they've said to me from the get-go and not keep you in the dark and pretend we're putting it through. What we've done, yeah. So I know, I know. Yeah. So you've engaged, so from this is from my understanding, is that the where the keying in of the data for the scope of the roof pitch, who did that? Was that somebody that you engaged professionally? Yep. So what, and I've put this in the email from my understanding that the services of a third party provider that you've asked for their professional advice and services, it may be appropriate to notify them of the case, because if it's discovered that it's their design or their fault that caused the loss, then that may trigger a claim under their policy. So So he's got professional indemnity insurance. Okay, so that's good to know. So what we're trying to do is we're just the insurers at the moment, I suppose, is just trying to find out from all of this information that's coming in, going deeper into it, to finding out where this sort of goes. So is it from A to B, or is it A over to D that's responsible, and it skips you. Okay. Send everything through to me that you've got there, because the more I can give the insurer, the more they can investigate it and see where we land with it. I just because I want because we're trying I'm trying to help you mitigate your loss for to keep going, because I don't want to, if there's something you can fix whilst we're doing this in the background, then I would get it fixed so that you're not going to keep incurring further and further losses. Because we put a stop on it, I know, just to slow it down a bit so that we could at least get the insurer come back to me with a claim and look at it. But I just don't want you holding. That's why. Yeah, I understand. I know where you're coming from. As a business owner, yeah, I can understand. I mean, I don't own a business. I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you're not insured. I'm just preparing you to view it. That if you view it as it's not insured, what steps would you take to continue so that, the loss. Keep sending it. I will work my hardest on this for you. I will. No, 3 weeks. Yeah, because it's been a week now. So it'll be another 3 weeks. I'm still including him in correspondence, so hopefully, he's. Yeah, but I'm. All right. And I'll send you the email so that you've got from what the insurer said, our response and my response to you that we've just talked about, because that way we've got everything in writing for you. And we'll just, I'll keep working and see how I can go with you. I would, because you're gonna, because you don't want to be, yeah, if it's, say it costs you, $50,000 now, and you can fix it at, and stop it at 50 instead of taking it, and it's going to end up costing you more and more because you're delaying it. I would, that's, yeah. No, I'm, yeah. I'm not a business owner, so I'm sorry, my terminal, I'm not a business owner, my terminology might not be 100% correct. So, but yeah, I'm just, yeah, I'm trying to, that you're not, there's nothing coming, more money coming back on you, in the event that it's not claimable. But what I would suggest is, we've got, if we get an assessor onto it, the assessor will be, they will appoint, so the ball will is rolling now, so you're not sitting there. So whilst you're doing, because you can show the assessor, look, this is what I've been doing, they can see that, at least they can see that you are working towards it, to continue things going. So that's what I would say. But you, that's your decision. I can't tell you to do that because you're not, it's not my business. I can't do that. That, but all I can say is, sit down and have a talk about it and see. I'll send it through. Yeah. That's all right. And please just sing out if there's anything else I can do. Okay. That's okay. No worries. Thanks. Bye.